Here comes El Dorado's Demina Lovato with it. On the near side, Muno. Muno to Rogers. Baseline jumper, 15 is good. Tyler Rogers with 8 all in the second half. It's
good.
57 to 52 in favor of El Dorado. A full timeout, and we'll take it. 3:23 to go in the fourth on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
High school basketball on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Let's get back to the gym with Scott Galletti and Brian O'Neill.
57 to 52 is the score. El Dorado on top. Heron out top. He's guarded by Lagarde. Lagarde sticking on him. They get it down to Elena Jensen. Lost control of it underneath. Wasiecka got it back and scores. Yep. Jake Wasiecka gets his first bucket.
Good offense off the timeout for La Cueva. Nice little high ball screen for Heron. He caught his teammate diving in for a basket.
Well, good offense and fortunate offense. Here's the ball down the lane to Nelson. His shot too strong. Jensen with the rebound. Here comes La Cueva from our left to our right. Out top, it's Kalis. He drives the lane. A little runner of 10 is good. He is fouled. That time he got the call, and Lawrence Kalis is probably thinking to himself, about time.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, he had a couple open teammates to his left that he missed, and I thought he should have kicked it, but he made the right decision. He can't continue driving in, finished the floater, and got fouled, and he'll go to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, you said the floater. How about a teardrop? Yep. That was a beauty.
It was. He can tie it up here with his free throw with 2:40 left, Scott.
Rogers out of the ball game. Kalis now 6 of 10 from the field. And he is now 4 of 4 at the line. 18 points. La Cueva 9 of 11 from the foul line. We're tied at 57. 2:34 to play here in regulation time in the fourth quarter in La Cueva. On the right base, Domina Lovato gave the ball to Lagarde. Now it's Muno. Valencia out on the wing. He had it knocked away beautifully by Jensen. One-on-one all the way to the basket. Laid up, no. Nothing was called. Valencia with the rebound, and now it goes into the hands of Muno. El Dorado back with it. Heartbreak shot for Thomas Jensen. Muno straight away. He passed it near side to Valencia. Down the lane, laying it up off the mark was Gaither. The rebound tipped out to El Dorado. Domina Lovato, a football-style pass in the left corner to Muno. Missed a three. The rebound, Gaither scores off the glass.
Three offensive rebounds for El Dorado, Scott. That's the key there. You can't give a team four opportunities to score on offense, and they hurt him on the fourth.
59-57, La Cueva with the lead by two. We're down to a minute 38 to go in the fourth. Out top, Wasiecka. Wasiecka gave the ball left wing to Kalis. Kalis guarded by Domina Lovato. Dribbles toward the left base. Gives the ball to Jensen. Left corner of the key stops. Back to Kalis. Kalis gets by Lagarde. Hooks a pass underneath. And a foul is going to be called on the pass off.
It's going to be a one and one.
It is going to be a one and one. Foul against El Dorado. What a little fake there by Kalis. Kind of looked like he was going one way, and all of a sudden, one motion flipped the pass.
Yeah, he did, and he had Heron there on the baseline. He would have scored if he wasn't fouled, so.
Kalis at the line, hits the free throw.
Big shot, big shot.
10 of 12 for La Cueva, 13 of 15 for El Dorado. And he can tie it now with this one. Nineteen for Kalis, a chance for 20. He's had three straight 20-point games as he hits the free throw. 11 of 13 for La Cueva, knotted up at 59. A minute 15 to play in the fourth quarter. Driving was Valencia, pass it near side. Domina Lovato for three, off the mark. Good rebound by Wasiecka. La Cueva with it. Here comes Elijah Heron, right wing. Minute two to play. Kalis straight away now. Guarded by Valencia. He'll lay it off to Jeffrey Lee.
Watch the ball screen here for Heron.
Lee
here it comes.
Dribbled toward the left angle. Gave the ball to Heron. Heron will be screened for by Wasiecka. But first, Frank Castillo will call a timeout. 48.8 to play in regulation time. Knotted up at 59-59 here at La Cueva High School. Well, here we go, 59-59. We have 48.8 to play. La Cueva with the ball. Ball in the backcourt. Lawrence Kalis, Domina Lovato on him. Here comes Kalis dribbling to the right angle. Top of the key to Lee now. He's near the center circle, dribbles on the left angle, way outside the arc, gives the ball to Heron. They'll weave it back to Kalis. 33 seconds. Now it goes to Lee, to Kalis on the left wing. Back to Lee out top. He's about 30 feet out. He's guarded way outside by Muno. Now the ball underneath Heron. Good pass underneath to Jensen. It scores!
That's all Heron right there. That kid's playing tonight, Scott. He's doing it all.
Thomas Jensen with 11. It's 61-59. La Cueva with the lead. And a foul's going to be called on Elijah Heron.
It's not the bonus yet.
No, it isn't. It's going to be team foul number six.
What a play by Heron. I mean, Jensen was able to complete the layup, but I'm telling you, Heron going left there with the man on his hip. Great game.
Now how about him finding a wide open man underneath? And Jensen, that was not an easy shot, Brian.
No, it wasn't. Nothing's been easy for these guys all night long. It's been a battle.